welcome to Toronto and congratulations.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, John. I am overwhelmed and very excited to be part of Toronto. And you're right, I've been on the program before, but never in this capacity.
Tim, it is a simple and obvious question, but it's the one that we've been discussing for the past hour on this program, and that is, why this job? Why now?
Well, it's a good question. Ironically, I've known Larry Tannenbaum for 10 years. We were both on the MLS and the NHL Executive Committee together. I knew George and Nadir because I was part of the approval process at the NHL and at Major League Soccer. And so I have a lot of respect for the owners and their commitment towards the organizations and winning. But I just was unable to activate until about 6 weeks ago. And the minute that I was free, we had good conversations and very blunt conversations. And for me, my question to them was the same question you're asking me, which is, what can we do that would achieve greatness? And these guys want to win, and they have made it very clear they will give me support, backing, anything we need to go after the trifecta. And I'm very fortunate in L.A., where we were part of 11 championships here. And what I'm most excited about is, no matter how great it was to win the Stanley Cup with the Kings last year, to me, the greatest Stanley Cup victory in the history of the National Hockey League would be rewarding the Toronto fans. And I'd love to be a part of that. I'd love to be a part of winning that MLS Cup. And I'd love to get the Raptors to a point where they're competing for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So I see great things ahead. I see great opportunities. I see great challenges. But that's what I like, and that's why I like this opportunity, is we have challenges. And we need to hang some banners in the ceiling and at the stadium.
With Tim Lewicki, the new president and CEO of MLSE. Tim, there are many in the audience who may be familiar with your name, but not necessarily that much about you. John and I certainly have followed your career and have a good understanding of what you have accomplished. I'll be very blunt. This is surprising to me because I always thought that Tim Lewicki had morphed to some extent from an operator to a grower of sports enterprises and businesses, a visionary, a what is the next thing guy. Is there a next thing for MLSE that was placed in front of you that provided the intrigue necessary for you to commit to this enterprise?
Well, you know, I had those opportunities to go out and create my own platform and my own fund and my own assets. But what intrigued me about this is, I think everyone understands that the Maple Leafs now, I think, are headed for a long run where they're going to be a good competitive team. And I think about winning the Stanley Cup in Toronto and what that would mean to the sport, what that would mean to the city, and what it would mean to this organization. And I can't think of anything I want to build that's better than that. I think the Raptors have some challenges. What impresses me about the Raptors is we have 36 million fans. It's the number one market in all of the NBA, and I want the Raptors not to act like that. I want them to be the dominant franchise in the NBA. And in order to do that, we have a lot of work to do there. That soccer team wrote the book on how to do a new expansion franchise in Major League Soccer. And it lost its way. I think they're on the right track. Kevin Payne and I have worked together for many years.
Right.
And so I'm excited about soccer. And we have some ideas on how to take that to the next level and reward the fans and bring those fans back that have left. But clearly we also want to grow other parts of the organization, and that will be a focus. But it'll be a focus after we deal with the big three. And to me, we have to focus on how do we give these teams a chance to win a championship each and every year. And again, there's not a thing I could think about building, a new idea that I could create, that is more exciting and more challenging than that, especially in Toronto.
Tim, this is something I'm sure I'm not telling you that you already know. Running the Maple Leafs is kind of like running the Lakers and Dodgers combined.
Yes.
So based on that, how do you describe your management style, and how will we see you on a daily basis in the market?
Well, I know there were always comments about my management style with the teams in Los Angeles. And I think what the GMs here would say is, my job is to create a good environment for them and the players in the organization. I'm not a GM, and I don't want to be a GM. I believe in hiring good GMs, but then I believe in giving them the control, the mandate, and the environment to succeed. I will be the first to admit that Dean Lombardi at the Kings will tell you, I woke up every day and asked Dean, what can we do to win the cup? And that was a resounding mission statement for everybody in the organization is, we're going to win the cup. And we had that same with the Galaxy, and we're back-to-back champions and proud of it. But Dean Lombardi made the player personnel decisions, and Bruce Arena on the soccer side made the player personnel decisions. I do not aspire to be that guy. I aspire to set the tone. I aspire to motivate. I aspire to create the right environment, and I aspire to go work with the board at giving these guys the resources necessary to compete. And I love that challenge. I completely get the Maple Leafs and the pressure. I love pressure.
And you brought up a key thing there for me and anybody who has followed sports in this area. For the longest time, the biggest issue is there's been no one to point a finger at and said, this is your fault or your responsibility. For some reason, we've always pointed fingers at that so-called board that has run MLSE. Is it fair to assume that there'll be a different, not reporting structure, but a structure that says that the buck stops at your desk and you will be given the autonomy to run it your way and the board really goes back into the shadows again?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because my reaction to getting to know the board, especially George, Nadir, and Larry, is they desperately want to win. That's their number one priority. And so they're anxious to go to anyone that could help them get to that next level and give them everything they need to achieve that. And so from my standpoint, I'm not at all afraid of looking people in the eye and saying, if the ticketing system melts down, if the teams aren't ultimately living up to potential, if we make bad decisions, if we ultimately disappoint people because we don't run the organization as well as we should, I always believe the guy at top should accept the responsibility, and I'm not afraid of doing that. At the same time, I think this is going to be a community effort. I think what again, my job is to create a sense of enthusiasm, excitement, passion, and a focus. And that's, I think, the fans and the media and certainly the everyone at Maple Leaf Sports, the one thing they're going to get to know is I am very driven, I'm very passionate, and I know what people are going to judge us by. And this board, mm-hmm. is they're going to judge us by whether or not we deliver on the ice and on the pitch and on the court. And that's what we're going to roll up our sleeves and continue to do. I've never scored a goal in the NHL, and I haven't scored a basket in the NBA. But the one thing I know I could do to help Dave, the one thing I know that I could do to help Brian, and the one thing I know that I could do to help Kevin and the guys at the football team, that this is about ultimately creating the right atmosphere and then driving everybody every day to tell them championships are what we live for. Now let's go win them.
Tim Lewicki is the new president CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. A couple of housekeeping questions very quickly. If I remember correctly, Tim, you had a minority or have a minority interest in AEG. Do you have to divest yourself of that?
I don't have anything with AEG.
Okay.
And my rooting interest is solidly behind the Maple Leafs in the playoffs. And even the Jays baseball team, and so I am now committed and passionate about being part of Toronto, and I have no other ties, and no other emotion, and no other. I'm not cheering for anybody but Toronto.
I suspect you're aware that there has been a not so quiet move afoot to bring a National Football League franchise to this city for some period of time, and that our own company, Rogers, through the late Ted Rogers and now passing through to Nadir Mohammed, have been active, as active as they can be with a relationship with the Buffalo Bills. That does not fall under the MLSC specter, but you certainly have a history of in the pursuit of an NFL franchise. Could we see that under the MLSC umbrella in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, it's to be honest with you, my job is to help in any way possible, whether it be the board, whether it be Maple Leaf Sports or whether it be the individual entities that own this, whether that's Rogers or Edward Rogers and the Deer, or it's Larry Tannenbaum. I clearly have good relationships with the NFL. Roger Goodell and I are friends, and I know a lot of the owners. But that's not my scope, and that's not my responsibility today. As a member of the Toronto community and as a part of the sports landscape in Toronto, if there's something I can do to help with that, I will be all in and use my relationships for the good of the community. And I love the NFL, and I think it will do tremendous when it gets to Toronto. But my scope is, you know, we have these great assets with these teams, and we have work to do. These teams have a chance to do something extraordinary now with the resources that this board will give us, and we need to make the right decision and focus on those teams, and that's what I'm going to try to do. If I can help on football, I will, but my scope and my focus is going to be what can we do with the Maple Leafs, what can we do with the Raptors, and what can we do with Toronto FC.
How quickly did this deal come together for you, Tim?
Pretty quick. Larry's been on me for a while, and I was in a position where we had to come to an end of our process with AEG. And when it ended the way it did, one of the first calls I got was Larry. And I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit better and getting to know George and Nadir. And, again, I felt a great deal of comfort. What they want, and they're very committed to it, they want to win. And they've told me, we'll give you whatever resources you need. Now figure out whatever it is you did in L.A., go do it here.
A couple of quick questions about people. You don't start, I believe, until July the 1st. Is that correct?
It's going to be late June.
Okay.
I got to move, and two, we are anxious to do nothing that will distract from the success that Dave, Randy Carlisle, and that hockey team have had. And I want to make sure there's no distraction there. So we'll make sure we stay out of their way and then begin after that.
So, but based on that, do you have a role in the Brian Colangelo contract extension?
I have a role in the Brian Colangelo relationship.
Okay.
And we'll see where that goes.
And Tom Anselmi, what's his future?
I've known Tom a long time. I talked to Tom today. It's never an easy situation when you have a guy as good as Tom that's been doing a good job with the organization. And I told him I apologize for the disruption. That's never my intent. I hope that Tom understands we have work to do here, and we have growth, and we have opportunity, and that requires a lot of good people, not just one good leader. And I think there's a role for Tom, but that's his decision, and I'll support him whatever he wants to do. And I think he's a good man. And if I get a chance to work with him in the future, I'm excited about that. If he chooses to go blaze his own path, I know all about that, and I'll be most supportive. And I'll leave that decision to him, and I'll support him on whatever he wants to do.
This may be a very simple question for you to answer, but there would be some in the audience who might be intrigued by this. So as of this moment, you are the CEO, and Tom is the Chief Operating Officer, or COO. Take a second and define what you perceive to be the differences in the two roles.
Well, I think Tom's very good at the saying that myself and the board members have used in the last few weeks is I think he's done a very good job of trying to make sure the trains run on time, and he's good at that. And he's an engineer by trade, and he builds arenas and stadiums, and I think he is good at that. And so clearly he is a detail guy. And as you probably have guessed, not just in this conversation but previous, I am a communicator, I'm a leader, and I'm the visionary guy. And my guess is I'm going to have my hands full with my part of the task, and he in turn could find challenge for what he does well, and that between the two of us, that's a very interesting dynamic partnership. So he is operations, and my job is going to be more about vision, setting a tone, and motivating everybody to achieve greatness.
Who would you have talked to from this community or around any of the three leagues that you've been close to about this job and about this city? Anybody that you would care to disclose?
I talked to a lot of people because this was a real important situation for me after 18 years of building AEG into one of the top companies in the world. There was a tendency for me to go create my own thing and be my own boss. And so I did not intend on jumping back into a situation like this. And so I reached out to a lot of people and asked a lot of opinions on Toronto, the teams, and the board and the owners. And I couldn't find anyone to say a bad word about the owners. This is a good group of people. They occasionally, I see, get cast in a light that's not always positive. I think that's going to change now, and I think they're expecting someone to step in here and assume this responsibility so they don't get pointed at, and they shouldn't. They've made it clear. They'll give us the resources to succeed, and now it's up to us. David Stern is a mentor and a friend. Adam Silver is a very good friend. I was on the executive committee of the NHL, so Gary Bettman and I know each other. I'll be careful calling him my best friend in Canada. Don Garber, the commissioner of Major League Soccer, and I are longtime friends, and I was the chairman of the board for many years. Mm-hmm. So I did go to all of them, but I did talk to people in Toronto. I talked to those that you would think would give glowing reviews, and I talked to a few that I thought would probably have the most negative things to say, and they didn't. It's a wonderful city. It's the fourth largest marketplace in North America, very vibrant. You have 109 towers going up in downtown. You know, if we had that in L.A., we'd close the city down and say our job was done and call it a day. Or we'd make a movie out of it and then tear them down in the movie.
You're a long way away.
It's amazing what's going on in Toronto. It's very vibrant, and I happen to think it's probably as livable a city as there is anywhere in North America. And so I did reach out to a lot of people there, and everyone came back and just raved about the city, mm-hmm. warned me about the pressure of the Maple Leafs, and I told them I like pressure.
You're a long way from the St. Louis Steamers, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been a few years since I did that. I think the Maple Leafs experience is slightly different than indoor soccer.
Tim, we're going to let you go, but I guess this means your any interest in politics is on the back burner for now, huh?
Once again, your listeners will understand I have a little bit of logic in my head by avoiding politics.
We want to reiterate what finish this conversation the way we started it. Congratulations on this. It's an extraordinary opportunity, and I think you know that. And we certainly want to take the opportunity to welcome you to Toronto, and we look forward to having the opportunity to have you join us in studio somewhere down the road once you get settled. Thanks,
I will,
Tim.
Do it, Bob. John, thank you for your welcome, and I look forward to being a part of the Sportsnet family long term, and I'll see you guys soon.